This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Praise the Lord. We want to say good morning to all our friends on Facebook. I am Pastor Rich Garitano, and we're happy to have you join us here at Oriole Christian Assembly today for our 10 o'clock service. I know you're going to be blessed with the word of the Lord today. Amen. If, again, you need a church, you're looking for a church, we'd love to have you come visit us here at Oriole. We are at 3400 North Oriole Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, and we meet on Sunday mornings at 10. And we have life group on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. If you need more information, you can go on our website. You can give us a call here at the church. Our number is 773-625-7262. We have room for you, so we'd like to have you come and visit us and be a part of our family here at Oriole. So we're so thankful you're with us today. I know you'll be blessed with the word of the Lord today. Amen. All right, I want you to turn with me to 2 Peter 1. I know Annette mentioned the message from last week. Those of you who were here, how many were blessed with the message last week? I thought it was really powerful. I was blessed with the response that I heard from you. And I think it was really, all the messages are important, but this one really stood out. And today, we're going to continue from where we were. Okay? As I read the scriptures and went over some of the things, I just felt the Lord say, you need to continue from where you were. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to continue in 2 Peter chapter 1. Last week we went through verses 1 to 7. And we talked last week about the great and precious promises that God has given to us. How many know that? We have a lot of great promises in the Word right here in these first 7 verses. And today we're going to continue this and go into what we need to do now with all these great promises. We have to make sure we apply these things in our lives so that we can be blessed, all right? And I love the title that I'm going to give to you, and it should get your attention, and it's this: You Shall Never Fall. Let me say that again to you. I got one amen. Thank you, Johnny. Praise God. You shall never fall. Praise God. Today, as we apply the scriptures to our life and we understand here what God wants us to do, you know what? We're going to receive some more promises, amen? And we're going to receive truths that as we apply these in our life, you know what? Our life is going to be blessed. Today I want to encourage you that you don't have to fall, all right? You don't have to stumble today. Can I get an amen? You don't have to backslide like some people have done and people do from time to time. You don't have to. The Lord is going to show us here in the Word is that you, if you do what He tells us to do, we won't fall. And I think that's so important today. Can I get an amen? Right? God wants us to be strong and blessed and do what He's called us to do. So let's look at the Scriptures here today. My text is from 1 Peter 1, verses 8 to 13. But I want to go back just a couple verses to refresh us from last week. Okay, because we need to make sure we are exercising in our life, we are developing these graces that we talked about last week. Okay, there were 7 of them here. These are called graces, or they're called qualities that we have. These really are what the Lord is to us today, and we need to make sure that these graces are growing in our life, okay? That we are allowing these things to flow in us and through us as we minister to one another and touch people, okay? So go back with me to verse number 5. I just want to read this, okay? It says, and beside this, giving all diligence, today we must make sure we're diligent, we need to do something. We need to add to our faith these things, okay? This is what we talked about last week. I'm not going to go in depth because that would take too long. But we need to add to our faith what virtue today. Praise God. And it says here, and to virtue we need to add what knowledge today. And verse 6 says, and to knowledge we need to add what temperance in our life. Praise God. And to temperance we must add what patience today. Some of these are pretty important words. Can I get an amen? And to patience, we need to add what? Godliness. How many of you know godliness is important today? We walk in godliness. Amen. And to godliness, we need to add what? Brotherly kindness. How many know we need to be kind to each other? Amen. Brotherly and sisterly kindness. And then the last one says, and to brotherly kindness, we need to add what? Charity. Amen. Or love, right? These are the things that our graces and qualities that we must develop and exercise with our faith. Can I get an amen? It's what we talked about last week. And we talked about last week how the Lord has given us divine power to do these things. And He's given us His divine nature that we can flow in these things. We know we don't do this on our own. We need the Spirit of the Lord to help us do these things, okay? So as we're applying these things, as we're growing in these things, I want us to go to verse 8, because now you're going to see some great things here. Verse 8 of 2 Peter 1, it says, for if these things be in you, pay attention here today, church, amen, and they abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here we see in the opening here is that these things that we just read, okay, these things or these graces or these qualities that we need to have in our life, if they're in us, how many know they need to be in us today? Amen. And not only are they need to be in us, but they must what? Abound. Amen. Meaning that must continue to grow. Can I get an amen? Right? We need all these things to continue to grow. Virtue, which is excellence, right? Knowledge and patience and temperance, godliness. All these things, we need them inside of us, and we need them to continue to abound today, to grow in us from day to day, okay? Because if we do this, it says we will neither be what? Barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus. Okay? And that's what we want here today. Amen? We don't want to be what? Barren or idle today. Or here's another word, unfruitful in the personal spiritual knowledge of Jesus. You see, if you're doing these things, you're walking in His knowledge today. Amen? Because this is who Jesus is. How many know that today? This is Him. These graces and these qualities that we've read about here, as we allow them to flow in us, you know what? As these things grow in us and we let them be exercised and we develop them, you know what? We're going to have such a great knowledge of Jesus. Amen. We're going to know Jesus. How many want to know Jesus today? I don't want to know just about Him. I want to know Him personally. Can I get an amen? I don't want to just know about you. I want to know you. Praise God. How many know there's a difference? When you get to know someone, you have to what? Spend time with them. Amen? Right? You have fellowship. You really get to learn one another, right? Well, when these things are happening in our life, these Christian graces are going in us, they're in us, and they're being developed in us, you know what? We have such a relationship with Christ that is strong, okay? And that's what we want here today. Philippians 3:10 A, the first part of that verse says this, that I may know Him, somebody say know Him again, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. See, today, it's not enough to just know about Jesus, right? We need to know Him. We need to know what? His power, praise God. And God has given us that to us today. We learn about it in the Word today, praise God. We learn about these graces today. We learn about these what? These qualities, amen. So this is what I call spiritual abundance. How many like abundance today? Amen. Or spiritual fruit that we have, okay? We got to be fruity. Can I get an amen? Fruity, right? You want to grow in this fruit. These are, like we could say, fruit today. When we allow these graces and these qualities to work in us and through us. These are also called the what? The add-ons. I said that to you last week. We must have these add-ons on our life, right? And these come as we what? Allow our faith to work. Okay? It's through our faith today that these add-ons are exercised and developed through our faith. And you know what? We have been given all this because we have His divine nature and His divine power working in our lives today so that we can flow in what? All these great and precious promises. Amen. I like promises. How about you? Especially from God, right? Because He doesn't go back on His word. Can I get an amen? What He says to us is what it is. You can go to the bank with it. Amen. Sometimes we make promises to each other, and sometimes we don't hold up to them. How many know that? But God's not like that with us. Amen. His promises are true. They're yes and amen, and they are for us today. Praise God. So let me continue here in these verses, all right? I'm kind of bringing you up to speed here from what we talked about last week and what will happen in our lives if we let these things abound in us, okay? Verse 9. This is now on the opposite, okay? It says, but he that lacketh these things, all right? We're talking about these things again, these graces, these qualities in our life. It says, he that lacks these things is what? Blind today, okay? He says, and he cannot see afar off, and he hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You see, if these things are not working in our life, if we lack these graces, these qualities, right? It says that person who does is blind, okay? They're not really seeing. It says they can't see very far off, amen? And that's so important today to know that, you know what, we can't walk like this where you can't see afar off or you're short-sighted. You know, you only see what's really in front of you, right? That's not good today. We can't be like that or only seeing what is near to us, right? We have to be able to go further than that today. And this type of person who is blind, you know what? He's forgotten that he's been purged and cleansed of his old sins. Amen? And how many know we can never forget that today? Can I get an amen? That we've been what? Cleansed by the blood of Jesus, right? We've been purged. We've been made clean, right? From our old sins. Amen? The person who is not flowing in these graces, right? Who's lacking these graces will be like this, okay? They'll be blind, amen. And they'll forget the past, what God has done for them, and they'll walk away. Really, it's talking here about someone who has become like a backslider. Can I get an amen? He's not, his picture in his life is not where it should be, amen. He once maybe was where he should have been with the Lord, but because these things were not what? Abounding in him. See, we need these fruit, we need these graces and qualities through the power of God to grow in us, right? Because we'll know where we've come from, amen? And we'll be able to go forward, praise God. How many want to go forward today? Amen. You don't want to stay in one position, you want to continue to go forward, right? That's what it's supposed to be in our Christian walk, even in our natural walk, right? And the things that God has blessed us in, even our jobs and what we do, we don't want to stay in one place. We want to continue to grow, right? To abound. It's the same way here spiritually. But here it talks about the one who lacks, okay? The one who is blind spiritually, right? We don't want to be in this place. We don't want others to be in this place. Being in a place as a backslider is very dangerous today. How many know that? Right? And we pray. We need to pray for people who have backslidden, that they will come back, amen, come back to the fold, and they will remember what God did for them before, and that God can do it again. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Any phones, please put them on vibration or shut them off, amen? Hallelujah. Look at the next verse, verse 10. He says, wherefore the rather? He says, brethren, any brethren here today? Amen, that's us. He says, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Oh, this is really an important verse here today. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. There it is. Praise God. He says, you know what? Brethren, you got to make sure here today that you're giving diligence to what? Your calling today. Amen. Your Christian calling, right? Your election. You got to make sure that your calling and election is sure. Praise God. No doubt about it. I am a Christian. I am born again. I walk with God. I'm following God. I'm doing what God wants me to do. Amen. I want to serve the Lord. I want to do anything I can. I want to be right where God wants me to be. Can I get an amen? That's what he says here. So rather, instead of like the people who are blind, who once knew God, but now they've kind of fallen away and gone the other direction, he says, rather, or because of this, brethren, we have to be diligent. Can I get an amen? We got to be diligent in our walk with God. It's serious, important things when we talk about the Lord today. Amen. And so he's saying here, you know what? Your calling, your Christian calling and your election, you have to be sure of it today. Amen. You can't have no iffy. You can't be on the fence today. Amen. Either you're 100% with God or you're not. How many know that? Either you're going to serve him or you're not. You can't walk that middle road thing. It doesn't work. How many know what I'm talking about? Maybe we've been there, some of us, at times, right? But no, he says here, rather, you have to be diligent today. Amen. We got to make sure of what we're doing, right? We got to make sure that our Christian calling and our election is sure. Because if it is, and he says, if you do these things, what happens? You never fall. Amen. Somebody say never. Never fall. Amen. Which means you don't have to stumble. Praise God. You stumble because usually you make a mistake, right? Or you do something you shouldn't do, but you don't have to fall today. Can I get an amen? You don't have to stumble. You don't have to do the wrong thing. You can do the right thing. Can I get an amen? Right? So he says here, make sure, be diligent in your calling with the Lord, right? Your Christian calling, your election. How many know God has elected us? Amen. He's called us to be in his fold, to be in his kingdom. Amen. It's for all who will say yes today. How many know our God is not prejudiced? Can I get an amen? He doesn't love Italians more than he loves Hispanics today. How many know that? He doesn't love Polish people more than he loves Romanian people. How many know that? Johnny's laughing now. Amen. Right? He loves us all the same. He doesn't look at nationalities or colors like we do sometimes, right? How many know that's always what we hear about in the world, right? God loves us all. He just wants a heart. Amen. He wants our heart to be pure. He wants us to serve him today. Amen. So this is really important today that we understand this. If we do these things, we won't fall. Amen. We won't backslide. Amen. We won't stumble. Amen. Because God wants us to be successful. Can I get an amen? God wants you to be blessed today. Can I get an amen? That's such a beautiful thing here today, right? So see the spirit of what we're saying here when we apply these things in our life, okay? These graces, these qualities that are working in us, right? When we do these things, he says here, Peter, you're not fallen. Amen. You're going to be close to God. Amen. You're going to walk with God. You're going to be strong here today. Amen. And that's what we want in our lives today. Our Christian calling and our election from God must get stronger every day and must get what? Steadfast as we go on. We don't get weaker, we get stronger as Christians today. Can I get an amen? As believers, we get stronger, right? If we do the things God tells us to do, if we allow these things to work in us, right? We're going to be stronger in the Lord, not weaker today. Praise God. We have security in Jesus today. How many know that? How many feel secure in Jesus today? You should, okay? He's the best security any of us can have today. Amen. As we serve him, as we work with him, as we live with Jesus, he brings us security, right? So again, I'm saying a lot of this over and over again. So you get this in your spirit. You got to do what? You got to exercise and develop these qualities, these add-ons and these graces. The phone again. Oh, Lord, please, let's put our phones on off. Amen. As we do these things through our faith, we will never fall and we will never what? Stumble today. This is a great promise from God today. Can I get an amen? It's a great promise, all right, that we can depend on today as we walk with the Lord. Praise God. This is powerful. Let me continue here. Amen. Verse 11, he says here, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Somebody say abundantly today. Amen. He says, into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. So you see here, as we do what He's called us to do here today, we have an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of God. Amen. How many want to be there today? It's a great entrance, right? A great door for us today that we have what? Richly and abundantly as we what? Are able to come into the everlasting kingdom of God. What He's saying here is we have abundant salvation. Amen. As we follow God, this entrance is waiting for us one day. Amen. As we do these things, right? The Lord is saying the entrance is open for you. Amen. One day you're going to come through those doors, right? You're going to have this, what, abundant entrance, this rich entrance into the kingdom of God. And all this is why? Because of our Savior and our Lord Jesus. Amen. He makes the door for us, right? He has the entrance for us as we accept Him, as we serve Him, and as we follow Him today. Amen. As we do what? We apply the first seven verses today in our life today. See, that's really important here today that we get this. Amen. What a great entrance. Amen. That we can walk through. How many know it's going to be an awesome day when Jesus comes back? Amen. How many think about that? Do you think about it? Say, Lord, man, when You come back, it's going to be so great, right? You're going to crack the skies, amen? I mean, you're going to get the whole world's attention, right? We have news that goes on that we get people's attention. But let me tell you something. When Jesus comes back, whoa, we're going to talk about some news. Who's hearing me today? The whole world's going to know about it, right? But the main thing is at that point, are there people going to be ready, amen? We can't say, well, I'll get ready tomorrow, or I got to live my life a while here first before I get ready. Because how many know we don't know when that day is coming, right? We can see the signs of the times. It's getting closer and closer, right? But that day and that hour, the Bible says nobody knows it, right? So we have to be ready, amen. Because this is a great entrance. It's going to be ready for me and you, praise God. As we do these things, we'll never fall. And you know what? We won't miss the entrance. Amen. I don't want anybody to miss it. How about you? Right? God doesn't want anyone to miss it. He's made such a great entrance for us. Praise God. But we have to walk it. We have to flow in it today. Can I get an amen? All this is because of what? Jesus, our Lord and Savior here today. Amen. Praise God. Let me go on. I'm going to wrap up here in these next few verses, and these are really important verses also. All of these are today. They kind of build up to this last part. Verse 12, he says, wherefore I will not be negligent. Now this is Peter talking to the church, and this is me also here today. He says, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. See, it's important today that what? We remind each other. Can I get an amen? How many know when you read the Word of God, God is what? Reminding you of what's important. And Peter says here, you know what? I can't be negligent. And me as your pastor here, I can't be negligent either to remind you of these things, right? He says, I need to put you in remembrance of these things, the things we've been talking about here last week and this week. He says, though you know them and you're established in the present truth. How many know we might know some things, but sometimes we may not be doing them like we should? Can I get an amen? Just because you know them, it doesn't mean you always are doing them. Praise God. So it's so important today that we what? As Peter says here, we get reminded. Amen. That's why you need to read your Bible every day, because God does what? He reminds you of things. He'll bring things to your remembrance as you read about them, right? He will give you what you need for that day. So being reminded is so important today. I don't know if we realize that today, that we need to be reminded of what we know. Amen. Because what we know is so important today. Amen. You have to be what? Established in the truth. And if you don't know the truth, you can't be established in it today. Amen. But see, we have to continue to be reminded of God's truth. And I like this. He says, you'll be what? Established in this present truth. He's talking right here about the truth he's given to the church, that we have to apply these graces, right? These qualities in our life. This is present truth, right? Being strong in the truth that he's trying to bring to them. You got to know it and you got to be reminded of it. Praise God. How many know when you come to church, God reminds you of a lot of things as you hear the word, right? You say, oh, Lord, I really needed to hear that today. How many with me? Some of you today might be saying, oh, Pastor, that was just what I needed to hear. Amen. You really hit what I needed. I needed to hear something about this. And in the message, you gave it to me. See, we have to be what? Reminded always of these things, okay? We can't get away from the truth. The truth will remind us and will help us in our walk with God every day. Because God wants us to be what? Established. Amen. God wants you strong today. Amen. Strong believers. Amen. Walking in the Word of God. Being used of God. And see, this is what happens. We need to be a people who are reminded of the truth. How many know sometimes we forget things? Hello. You say, oh man, I was supposed to do this today. I forgot. Write things down. Amen. As we get older, we tend to forget some things. How many know that? I got some smiles on that one, right? We do. We tend to forget things as we get older, right? We got so much up here. Who's hearing me today? And sometimes you got to write it down. There's nothing wrong with writing it down. At work, you know, I have a schedule. I have to see people. I have to do things. I can't remember everything. I remember a lot. But I have to write things down so I can follow what I'm supposed to do. How many know that? That's important, right? Sometimes we forget some of the things God tells us in His Word. So we need someone to remind us. And Peter says here, you know what? I'm going to remind you. I'm going to make sure I'm not negligent in doing this. And that's what your pastor does here. When you come Sundays, you get reminded. Hello? On Wednesdays, when you come to Life Group, you're getting reminded of the truths of God. And how we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to be, right? It's so important here today. In 2 Peter 3:1, it says this. It's right there. It says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. He says here, I'm writing this to you because I want to stir you up by way of remembrance. Remembering. Amen. Remembering what I've been teaching you. Remembering what you're supposed to apply every day in your life. See, it's important to be reminded today. And how many know God's Word reminds us? Amen. God's Word is truth. Amen. God's Word gives us direction. I know you know this scripture in John 8:32. It tells us this. As you know the truth, somebody say, know the truth. The truth will make you free. See, a lot of people out there don't know the truth. They're looking for truth. And some have what? False truth. But today, what? We got the truth here. Amen. And as you know the truth, what? It'll make you free. Praise God. And the more you read the Word of God and you apply it, right? And you remind yourself of the truths of God, you know what? The more you walk in freedom today. Hallelujah. And the Lord came to set us free. Praise God. The Lord doesn't want any of us bound today. How many know that? He came to deliver us. Amen. He came to give us joy and purpose, right? Came us to give us what we need in our life today. So knowing the truth is so important. Do you understand why the devil tries to keep you from reading your Bible? Because he doesn't want you to know the truth. Hello? If he can keep you from reading, you know what? You're missing out on what God wants to tell you, right? What he wants to remind you of. So what? So you'll never fall. Can I get an amen? See? That's why the devil works so hard at keeping us out of the Word and keeping us from coming to church, right? People make all kinds of mistakes and they make excuses. You know, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Well, let me ask, what is priority today? God has to be first. Amen. Then it's your family. How many know that? It's God first, then family, then everything else falls in line, your job and all those things, right? Your responsibility. But see, God has to be first. If Jesus is Lord and Savior, He's first. Hello. And we have to live that way, right? We have to put in our time. And as we do, God blesses us today. So we see here in verse 12 about what? putting us in remembrance of these things we're talking about. My last verse, verse 13, he says, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. See, he says here, Peter, he says, as long as I think it's meet today, or I think it's necessary and right, as long as I'm in this body, Peter is saying, right? That I'm going to do what? I'm going to put you in remembrance of these things. Okay? Peter was a leader of the church. We know that. Today, me as your pastor, you know what? That's what I'm doing. I'm putting you in remembrance of these things. You know, as long as and I'm in my body, as long as God has me here, I'm here to remind you. Can I get an amen? Of what God says, amen, of what God wants for you and your life, right? Of what you need to do so you never fall, hallelujah. So you don't stumble, amen. So you can continue to walk the straight and narrow, right? So he says here, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I'm going to do what? I'm going to stir you up, praise God. I'm here to do what? Stir you up today, amen. Get you going, right? Get you fired up. Get you excited today about the life that we have with Jesus. Amen. It's a good life today. Can I get an amen? It's the best life, right? And if we do these things that we've been reading about last week and this week, you know what? It says here, you know what? We're not going to fall. Praise God. We're not going to stumble. Amen. We're going to continue to walk the straight and narrow. It doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. Okay? Doesn't mean that sometimes we'll do not the right thing, we'll do the wrong thing. But you know what? You don't have to fall away from God today. You don't have to backslide from God. You don't have to be blind. We have been given the truth here. Can I get an amen? And we need to give this to others, praise God. The truth that God has given to us, we need to share it with others. We need to help others, right? So today, we're here, right, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Oh, I like this, praise God. And how do I do that? Well, I talk to you about your calling today. Amen. Your Christian calling. I talk to you today about your election in Christ. God has elected you to be part of the kingdom. Amen. To be part of the family of God, right? And you say, well, how is this? If we do these things, the Bible tells us here today, we'll never fall or we'll never stumble. Wow. That's an awesome promise today. Can I get an amen? That's the promise to you and me, right? We can continue to walk with God and live this life that He wants us to, and we don't have to fall. We don't have to stumble here today. But see, it's the key is we allow God's Word to stir us up today. Amen. And not just today when you come to church. You allow God's Word to stir you up tomorrow too. Can I get an amen? How many know you can read your Bible at home? You don't have to be here to read your Bible. Hello? You can pray at home as well as praying here. Can I get an amen? You can pray in your car and even read your Bible in your car if you can, right? On your lunch break, whatever. Whatever it is, you know what? You give God time today. Amen. So why He can stir you up. Amen. He wants to stir you up. The Word of God stirs me up every day. How about you? Because it's truth. The Word of God is to help me. Amen. It's to help you. Praise God. So you can be what God has called you to be. Amen. And be fruitful and be blessed today. So here, I'm just reemphasizing as I'm ready to close here today, is that all these things, God's Word stirs us up, right? But we have to do what? Exercise. Amen. Exercise and develop these Christian graces, okay? These graces that we talked about in the first 7 verses of excellence, right? And temperance and patience and brotherly kindness and charity. All these have to be continually exercised and developed. These are Christian graces. Amen. The grace of God is on our life when we flow in these things. Amen. These are qualities of a Christian. Can I get an amen? Right? This is what we do when we allow Jesus in our life and the Holy Spirit works in us and through us. These things are developed and exercised, right? And we're a light in the world. We're able to touch people and help people. These are what? The add-ons to our faith in Christ. Amen. So let me ask you today, church, praise God. How are we doing? Amen. How are these graces in our life today? Praise God. Are they flowing? Amen. Or do we need to kick them up maybe to the next level? Praise God, right? Maybe we need our faith to be exercised more. You know, you have to, as you do, it gets better today. Can I get an amen? See, experience helps us today. Praise God. As we do, as we allow ourselves to flow in these graces and these qualities, you know what? The more you do, the better it becomes in your life. Amen. The better and stronger you become as a Christian here today. But see, we have to allow our faith to exercise and develop these things. Praise God. So I want to pray with us here today, especially for our friends here on Facebook, that God would continue to bless them as He blesses us. Amen. And I'm going to ask the ladies can come. We're going to do a song to close here today. Praise God. I'm not keeping you real long. Amen. I'm trying to keep the messages at a certain amount of time because I love to preach and teach. I can go on, but I want you to be real captive and receive the messages. Sometimes you have to make sure we don't go too long, and I've been working on that for us here today. But I want to pray for us today that we would allow these things we've talked about to continue to grow in us. Amen. So that we can be and we can do what Peter said to the church, that, you know what, if these things be in us, we'll never fall. Praise God. Amen. How many know if you fall in the natural, you get hurt a lot of times? Right? It's not good. You know, if you fall and you hurt your knee or you hurt your leg, you get scraped up, right? So even in the natural, you know it's not good to fall. So if people fall in the spiritual, how many know there's consequences too, right? But God says, you'll never fall if these things be in you. Praise God. So I want to pray. Amen. I'm going to pray for our friends right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for these qualities and these graces that you've given to us, Lord. That, Lord, through our faith, we will exercise them and develop them so that we can be strong as born-again Christian people, Lord. We can be the light to this world, Lord. People can see the love of God in us, Lord. They can see the fruit in our lives because of your divine virtue and your divine power working in us through the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for our friends, Lord, our viewers today, and our congregation, Lord, that you would bless each one, strengthen each one. I pray this message has touched each of us today, Lord, to be what you've called us to be, Lord. That, Lord, as we do these things, as Peter said, we will never fall nor stumble, Lord. We thank you for this today. Bless our viewers today, our friends, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Praise